Oh, I fucked it up. May God forgive us. All right, ready? The city is made of steam and steeples. If you judge the city by its art, by its art. The city is made from crowds of people. If you judge the city by its hearts, by its hearts. But the city isn't listening to each and every single thing that is fed to them by the mainstream media, that is fed to them by the mainstream media. They tell you to wash your hands, and then they make fun of you. All the lies that have been told by the mainstream media. The mainstream media told me that I had to wash my hands. The mainstream media told me not to make rock and that I had to quit the band. The mainstream media fed me lies and sought violence from my hands. The mainstream media has brought destruction and hatred to the land. But we here are not listening. We here have the talent to bring the truth that is missing. The truth that is missing from the lies of the mainstream media, from the lies of the mainstream media.
That was an ordeal.
That was all right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, your turn.
All right. This is when I was young. Wait, should we introduce ourselves?
Neve, I'm sending you the first song.
Okay, good.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse. I'm your host, the Reverend David Baba Patrica, the Rage Nicajina. Bringing you the spirit of fucking Jesus.
Pat is speaking to you from free New York City.
The epicenter.
To you from free Philadelphia. I'm your co-host, Jazz.
Hi. Welcome. Hey, welcome to the Apocalypse.
We have a very special guest.
Yes.
Very, very special. From the cruel, free city of Dublin.
The Isle.
The prison island.
The prison island. The original Australia.
It's like Australia, but it just smells worse.
We're a lot paler.
Introduce yourself.
Have I told you about why I love the smell of trash? Yeah. Because it makes me think of America. I'm completely serious.
That's just the smell of New York.
Oh, I love it. I'm just like, safety, you know? But right now, that preconception that I had has been overturned. And New York is no longer the safest place in the world. It's one of the most dangerous places in the world all of a sudden.
And it's disgusting. I wish you'd clean up.
Well, isn't it ironic that I'm the one? I'm your host. My name is Pat Hilsman. I'm an investigative journalist. I'm the host of the Apocalypse. And isn't it ironic that I'm the one that stayed
and then everyone else got to escape.
They would like to leave.
Yeah. And Dad, I remember as you left, you like were giving me a hug as you left for Philadelphia from New York, and you were like,
years ago, I think this would happen. By the way, I warned you. When I left New York, I said, you're going to get fucked by a virus. Yeah. It's going to get in you. And just, I said, they're going to set you up.
Do all kinds of shit.
Do you remember?
And I was like, you're talking crazy.
Me. I was like, they're going to seal you. They're going to seal you.
And then you said, and they're also going to kill everyone that you love.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're being dramatic.
You know what? They call it social distancing. Yeah. What Bill de Blasio calls killing all your friends.
Yeah.
You got to fill that void somehow.
The only social distancing I used to do was farting. Got him. Yeah. Yeah. You know, people have been getting to know their farts probably a lot more now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found out my cat farts when she sleeps.
That's adorable. That's so cute. Aw.
My dog used to fart and then leave the room.
Oh,
I love it when my dog farts. Oh, guys. Cheers. Are we all drinking?
Yeah. Of course.
By the way, you guys don't know your fucking privilege. I live in the prison city of Philadelphia, where the liquor stores are closed by the cruel order of Governor Wolf. Our actual wolf.
I'm literally in Dublin. I'm in Ireland, the world capital of alcoholism, and I'm out of a job because of the lack of pubs right now. So don't get me started.
I'm being honest. I'm one of those like Irish people from America that's not really Irish. I'm between a quarter and a fourth. Between a quarter and an eighth Irish.
White America. Claim that.
Of course. No, but. I will say this. There are countries that have Ireland completely beat on alcoholism.
Oh, no, they can handle their drink better, but it's just like there's no other nationality that if they go to another country and they walk into a bar and there are somebody be like, "Where are you from?" And they're like, "I'm from
the drug Poland. Place."
Yeah. And like I go to a drug place.
But you know, if it's from Poland, they immediately are like, "Let's see it." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's take the vodka out of the freezer and have a good time. So I'll walk into any bar in the world, most places, and if I tell someone I'm Irish, like, "You're Irish, oh my god," and then they'll just buy me drinks.
Really? I would do that to Irish people.
Any Irish person.
I'm like, what have the Irish done for me lately?
That is true.
Besides die, my grandma,
Yeah. Wow. We haven't had a lot of great exports right now, in fairness. I couldn't name a good Irish port person.
But there's a lot of tech stuff.
I like Hosey. He's cool.
Who?
Hosey.
He's Irish.
He is Irish.
I like it a lot. It's great. Awesome. Yeah. I do listen to a lot of Irish music, but it kind of reminds me of the real world a little bit too much. So I don't want to, I love it, but I don't really want to talk about it because it's going to ruin my cynicism.
Have you ever heard of The Scratch?
No, probably not.
Okay, listen to The Scratch. They're like the best Irish band right now.
All right, excellent.
Like really aggressive, funny, trad music, but it's really good. It's like crazy.
I'm there. What are we all drinking?
Guys, I'm drinking my precious reserve. I had to go to the liquor store.
Drink his own fermented piss.
It's going to come to that. In Pennsylvania, in the cruel medieval fiefdom of Pennsylvania, the liquor was controlled by the governor, Tom Wolf. His first name is Tom. His name is Tom. The cruelest name. He's named after the worst person. And his last name is Wolf, the worst animal.
But we have a good wolf on our side.
You're famously a wolf. It's ridiculous. What have you turned turncoat? Did you shave? What's going on? Not a wolf, no boy.
I've shaved him forever.
Yeah, you don't shave.
Horrible. I had to go into the studio.
I literally haven't left my apartment in. Okay, when was last? Oh shit!
This is like when I was.
It hasn't been like 2 weeks.
This is like when I was in the Marines and we couldn't shower. I loved it. I go, go.
Smelly. You're like, who's stinking now?
Could you tell who was walking towards you by the stench?
Oh, yeah. People have a stench,
though. Well, that's like the thing about Vladimir Putin.
You can smell you can tell by his stench.
But you know how he...
Oh, there's Putin. He smells like bear piss.
No, he smells great. But, but wait, I gotta wait for Jad to come back.
Wait, dispatches... Guys, I have to give you dispatches from prison Philadelphia. From the prison island of Pennsylvania. The governor, the cruel governor, Tom Wolf, controls all the liquor. You can't sell liquor unless you're a state store. Like communist fucking China.
They might as well just...
That's and now they boarded them up. They put actual boards. They nailed boards in Jesus. Some liquor stores. They'll nail you to them.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, my boredom usually doesn't involve being nailed to a board. You know?
No, I have no idea what I'm going to do. When I run out of booze, it's going to be like, I have to find ways.
Oh shit, America doesn't sell booze in shops. You guys have to go to liquor stores.
In New York,
you can get beer.
Jed.
You can get beer, but beer's hardly booze.
Jed, do you think that they had a secret meeting where they were like, guys, how do we keep slamming drunk? So that nothing violent happens.
You think this cruel wolf gives a shit about public safety? He doesn't care how sober I get. How many people have to suffer?
I don't think I ever want to see you sober. That's a horrifying image.
Yeah, I can't even think of many examples, if I'm being honest.
I think the majority of the time that we ever hung out, we were drinking.
But
I know when we were drinking. Sober. We were sober during the cruel eclipse.
But that's, you know what, that's true. But you know what's so great about apocalypses? Is that it's okay to be drunk. One? No, it's that you get to be drunk.
Oh, you have to.
Mm-hmm. No, this isn't an apocalypse. This is an adjustment. This is us realizing that Western civilization isn't a thing.
Yeah.
Because if it was, if Western civilization was a real thing, this would be like nothing. They'd be like, oh, quickly, everyone hospitalized. You know, 2 weeks off, welfare check.
Fucking South Korea. They have that shit tight.
Oh, dude. Can you best in? Can you imagine this? when America went there, it was like completely like one of the poorest countries and like had nothing. And like now they're like, yeah, like this whole thing that is making you got your entire country like ill, like we handled in like a couple weeks.
Who do you guys think did it?
Oh, and
okay, so when
South Korea did it without. South Korea did it without, like, imprisoning people and, like, fucking with them.
I know. South Korea did it without nailing anybody to anything.
Sorry, Neve. Neve, sorry.
No, I just... So, like, because it was a bartender, like, taxis are, like, how I get home. And you have the most interesting conversations with taxi men or taxi drivers. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, I think he was, like, the second last taxi that I got home before all the bars shut down. Yeah. He was like just real normal, and I had my headphones on, but he started talking to me, so I was like, okay. And he was just like, why are the Chinese doing this? And I was like, he was like, why are they doing this to us? And I was like, I don't think so. He goes, it was made in a lab. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, no, this is created because of animals. Like, it's just because of that.
They made it in a dog.
No. It's a white man. A white man in California created it and then gave it to the Chinese. And I was like, what? And then he somehow blamed Christianity as well. And I was kind of like, okay, this is,
You got to peace out.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
If there's any rest of the world, it's Christian Californians. Yeah. They're cruel. They're always just splitting people open and just nailing them to shit.
Me personally, it's easy. Who I blame? Easy.
Who do you blame?
The Polish.
The cruel Pole.
Yeah, because every time there's like a disaster or like an election, people start talking about the Poles.
And the polls are always wrong.
Yeah, and they're always saying that the polls are wrong. And I'm like, do you understand how much racism Polish people experience in Europe? You know, people like, go home, poll. Like, it's constantly like that.
They're not hated anymore. There's other minorities now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, people are evolving, I suppose.
Yeah.
In Europe. It's just marching onward towards great fulfillment of...
They have their own section in the supermarkets. It's fine.
The Poles, they're only allowed to shop in 2 aisles. And if they leave the Polish section, they are lashed.
But you know what's even crazier about the Poles?
All the food is cheaper. It's great. It's like the same thing. It's just cheaper.
But you know what's even crazier about the Poles? You know, in the Polish section of the supermarket, how they keep the Poles separate from everyone else? It's that they have these red velvet ropes, right, that are dangling. You see where I'm going with this? Guess what they're attached to?
Poles. Cruel
Poles.
Cruel Poles who betray their own kind to hold up ropes.
Yeah. And that mislead us whenever there's an election. But actually, real talk though, have I told you about the racist policy at the Intrepid Museum?
Oh no,
what is the Intrepid Museum?
It's like an aircraft carrier museum in New York.
Oh.
Yeah, most New York City.
Like just normal planes or like spaceships?
They got like a space shuttle, but it never went to space, so I feel like it's a lie. But they have stuff, right? And what was it? Ah, I forgot. Oh, well, whatever. Someone help me. Oh, yeah. Okay, so most New York City... Most New York City museums have, like, an apartheid system set up for Chinese tourists. Like, they have, like, a separate entrance and, like, a separate... I swear to God, it's completely true. Like, they have an
because he's frozen.
What's frozen?
Pat's frozen. Can you hear Pat?
Entirely separate.
Oh, Jesus. He's being censored by the Poles.
Was he frozen for you as well? Or just me?
Yeah. He's frozen for me. Right, you got too close to the truth. And then the Poles had to stick their cruel pole.
Irish Wi-Fi couldn't hack it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't allow it. It was like, no, this man. You know how the Irish ties in New York are very serious, man.
I don't know anything about Irishness here.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, but I am drunk, and alcoholism does run in my family. So there you go.
Does it?
You're a good kind of boy. And your name is Patrick. That's our same. Yes. And in fairness, he wasn't even Irish. He was Welsh.
He's French. Oh, he was French, I thought. Norman.
No, he was, okay, so he was captured, he was Welsh, but he was captured and lived in Normandy. No, he was a slave in Ireland, or was he a slave in France? He was a slave somewhere, but then he went and found Christianity, found God somewhere else, and then came to Ireland and got rid of all the pagans.
Yeah, so then instead of, like, ending slavery, he's like, what group can I subjugate?
Maybe kill all the pagans. Be great. Call them snakes.
Although, to be fair, you know, after Brexit, I think that they should be forced to return to their pre-European traditions. Like, their sun-worshipping, stone-heaving, like, child-murdering, ritual, pagan society that they feel so offended by Europe. I'm like, well, then fine. Like, you know, first off, you have to burn your churches down.
You know, return like Christianity, bitch.
Yeah, give it back. Very and then, European. Yeah, and then start worshiping wearing like fucking horns and like weird shit and like jacking off around a weird sundial.
What? No, but pagans are cool.
No, they're not. Come on.
They're cooler than Christianity.
Bullshit.
Is Christianity European or like Middle Eastern?
It's
like
Jewish.
I know, like, or it's true.
Yeah.
You guys know Stonehenge? How people were like, how did they do it?
Yeah.
Right. Stones.
Yeah.
And then
sand.
Henge.
With mud. All that rain, it helped.
Oh,
I mean, because they jacked off on them.
Have I told you about the ancient Egyptians? I think I should. How do I make it so that mine is big?
When you talk, mine is big for the rest of it.
But then I'm not being loud enough.
No, no, you're big for me now. It just doesn't show you big.
Oh, I understand. How cool is that? Great. Okay.
Yourself.
It does his talking.
Oh, well.
These are you just playing war music? I want to play war music.
What were you about to talk about? Fuck.
The Egyptians.
The Egyptians.
Yes. Guys, so everyone is always asking about, like, how did the ancient Egyptians build, like, the pyramids, you know? Like, it was thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Right?
It was disgusting back then.
That's nuts. And they built these big fucking triangles out in the desert. Jeez. You know? Yeah. And people are always saying, like, how did they build these big fucking triangles out in the desert? Like, how did they have the technology?
It's the most difficult angle. There's three of them.
Oh, three big, right? And people, how could they have come up with such a genius thing, right? And what it's like, yeah, but we already know how they built them. It's they just piled rocks on top of each other in the shape of a pyramid for 150 years. Yeah, that's it's not a what like shut the fuck up. Like you do know how they built them. It's just you can't understand how stupid they must have been to have devoted like so much technology to doing something like that. Like that's what's mystifying about it. It's not the actual like structure itself. And a lot of people forget this about ancient Egypt also, is that they loved triangles so much, you know, and that they would just be like, good triangle to you, my triangle. Like, may your triangle bring you much triangle.
How is your triangle today, sir?
Yeah. Which, Dad, yeah.
My triangle.
Look at that. Triangle.
Look at that. Wow.
I'm on their payroll. Guys,
doesn't it suck that they didn't listen to us intellectuals?
Do they let non-whites into the Illuminati?
Yeah, definitely. Are you kidding me? It's not. Yeah. What the,
they're open-minded.
They run the world. They're not racist. They're idiots. They're, yeah. They just use racism for yeah.
Can I play? We're not dumb. Can I play the snake song?
Do you think? I guarantee you, Elon Musk is an evil man, right? He's probably not racist. Like he's one of the most evil. What?
I don't think he sees people.
So no, that's
I don't
right.
Think he doesn't have to be racist. I don't think it's a moral thing. I think he's just like
right. They want to kill as well as possible.
But he sees us all as subhuman. He's but, like, you're not me.
Honestly, he probably you know what? He probably created this shit, and he was probably like trying to come up, give a birthday gift to Grimes. You know, and he was like, I've created this cool virus that like makes people puke. And it'll be a cool art experiment for your birthday, Grimes, right? And then she's like, that's so cool. And then like he's like, oh shit, honey. I'm so sorry, didn't
whoopsie.
Whoops. Dun na da na na.
Let's play the snake song for a break.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. 1 second.
Does it involve costume change?
No, not you. Where'd Pet go?
I don't know. It's gone shitting.
I had a terrible thirst, my co-hosts.
Oh, Jesus. All right, guys, this one comes from when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me lay the scene, right?
All right, tell the story.
When you go to the Natural History Museum in New York, right, on the Upper West Side, there's like an exhibit of a little boy in like a box with a bunch of snakes, right?
Little box boy?
Yeah, like in a little, he's like in a little display box with like lying down with his like leg pulled up. He's like a little boy, like lying down with his leg pulled up like this. And he's like, ah, my leg, you know? And they have a bunch of different snakes and they like show you what kind of snake they are and like how poisonous they are and whatnot, you know?
Oh, and, so like the boy has been bitten by the said snakes.
Okay. Right, but what it is that it's a replica of how Jad was punished when he was a child.
When I was
yeah. yeah. So he wrote a song.
Yeah, it's a song.
Oh wait, I can find it. You start the song and I'll find the image.
All right. When they put you... Can you guys hear my piano all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they put you in the room, when they put you in the room with the snake, a cobra came and cocked you in the room. He shot his egg straight through in the room.
His eggs.
A rat looked at your penis. A boa saw your balls. In the room. A god in snake sealed your fate in the room. A copperhead wished you dead in the room. In the room, in the room, in the room with all the, they cut off my penis, they cut off my penis, replaced it with a snake, who's happy?
Yes.
Snake room is this? Ask your snake, sir. In this room.
The resemblance is uncanny.
I wish we could record video for this to have.
Are you not recording video?
Yeah, but this would be a good music video of like zooming into that. Like, a cobra came and cocked you in the room.
I know, I tried to do it already.
He shot his egg straight through you in the room.
I forgot that you sent me this song before. And I just heard it in the room. And I was like, oh. Haunting.
A rattler bit your penis. A boa pulled your balls.
By the way,
in the room.
My wife can't hear the "a rattler bit your penis" line without laughing. You know how she hates
the
podcast.
Best song I've ever written.
She won't admit how much she loves it. It's so funny.
It's fucking great.
I don't think. Did you hear the part? Had I written this already? Where it was like. They cut off your penis, replaced it with a snake. Yes. It hisses and spits at me.
Spits at you?
Do you know something else?
Very minorly.
Did I tell you the story about the snake when I was a little boy?
Are you drinking a White Claw?
Yeah.
You're such a little bitch. Oh my God. The craze. So you guys have had White Claws for a while. It's like,
yeah,
it's been popular for like months now, or like a year,
I guess.
Alcoholic seltzer has just come into Ireland and everyone went insane for it. So like,
is it the new Buckfast? Oh no, that's Scotland.
Well, yeah, that is, but we do have it. And if you drink Buckfast, then you just want to die and get
makes you want to fuck fast, you know.
It makes you want to just not exist anymore.
Got him.
So like alcoholic seltzer, it has just started to come in and it sold out really all the shipments of all the different kinds sold out to all the different pubs and offos. So there was this underground bartender movement. It was like, do you have it? I want to try it. And I know somebody that his family runs probably the biggest craft beer off license in Dublin. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey man, can you hook me up? And it's all garbage. It's absolute piss.
I agree, but that's why I like it. Because it gets you, Because the important thing...
It just hydrates you. It's just hydrating, but you still want to have be buzzed.
But you're drunk, and you're hydrated at the same time. That's a dream.
Also, there's not much sugar in it, which is nice.
If you were in the desert, this would be refreshing.
Like 100
Most calories. Booze wouldn't be.
I absolutely hate sparkling water. I think it tastes
I love it.
Fucking liquid metal. I don't like it.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Yeah. You know?
Liquid metal liquor.
Speaking of licking metal.
Don't lick metal. COVID lives on metal for...
No, it's a lie. That's fed to you by the mainstream media.
Listen.
Okay?
What about the scientists?
Three substances.
The scientists are all cuckolds.
Just an update on what the streets of New York City are like now. Like, if I were to wander outside and endure the lashings, what would I see?
It's strange.
Is it busy or is it like not crowded?
It's ghost town. I mean, people are rational. Like, people are walking around. The bus people. Some people are taking the bus, which I don't know if that's smart, but whatever. But like, it's a ghost town. It's fucking weird.
But Did you see the footage of what Dublin looked like on Paddy's Day? It was completely empty.
Oh, I got shit faced in my own apartment on St. Patrick's Day, and I walked around outside yelling at stuff too. It was cool.
What did you yell?
When I was a little boy, my parents used to always take me to the St. Patrick's Day parade, and they'd be like, "It's all for you, Pat," right? And then when I confronted them, right, and I was like, "Was that true?" They were like, "No." They're like, "It was a..." Sorry.
Sorry, it's just all for you. It's the J-Lo song. Doesn't matter. Continue.
Oh well, I said, "Was the parade really all for me?" Right, and they said, "No." The idea that the parade was only for you is a lie that's fed to you by the mainstream media, son. Right? And I was like, oh, shit. You know, I was like, is the circus also a lie that's fed to me by the mainstream media? And they were like, fuck yeah, it is. Ah, man. Yeah. I had a rough childhood because of the mainstream media. So that's why I talk about it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the mainstream...
When I was a kid, in media, like when I was young, used to tell me about it.
Fucking story again?
Who?
Your cousin fucking story.
Yeah, when I was a kid, the mainstream media used... Oh, this is actually a true story. You've opened up a memory hole.
Wait, did you have sex with a cousin?
No, but I wanted to. I had sex. All my cousins are... I mean, you can see.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You know, so my cousins...
We're all beefy and come from money, but pretend they don't.
Good stock. Thick stock. Thick...
Corn-fed.
Like celery.
Thick, like... Thick and stiff, like celery.
Yeah.
Forget the aubergine. Bring the celery.
Oh, man.
Stiff and wet like celery.
Easily snappable. Spicy to some people. Celery's spicy to me.
You can
really?
Yeah.
Wait, Niamh, aren't
you did.
My tongue is allergic to it, so it makes it tingle.
Niamh, aren't you a vegetarian?
I am.
I knew it. Very good.
That's me.
Yeah. What?
Listen, this is a story from my youth.
Oh, sorry. Cousin fucking.
Yeah, sorry.
A story from my youth in Free West Virginia. And this is going to sound like some apocalypse shit, but this actually happened.
Oh, God. Wait, can you put the music on, please?
Yes.
Hang on.
Wait, is it?
Hang on. Wait. I got it.
Cobra came and
touched. Shut up. Wait.
She brought his egg straight through you.
No, wrong one.
What one?
I got it. Jen, you ready?
What lyric always makes me laugh is he shot his egg straight through you.
Jen, are you ready?
All
right. Is that Irish music?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, it's proto-Irish music. It's like the worst Irish that came to America first.
It's from Ken Burns, whatever. Hang on. Okay.
Ken Burns.
This is technically Irish music. But it's the first place.
Okay, well.
All right, I'm going to tell you the story. It's a true story, but I'm going to say it in the spirit of the Civil War.
you got to do it in the Civil... Jad's going to tell you the story, but as a letter from the Civil War.
I remember the letter from the Civil War. Yeah.
Dear Smoke, brought peace from West my dog's Jesus. It is a peace from Barrett, and it is clairvoyant and clairvoyant. I write you a letter of glee and hopefully.
No, start over.
All right.
Ready? Go.
Yes, mother. I write to you from the hitherto free state of West Virginia, untainted by the war which has torn asunder our great nation. Our heels have lifted us high above this high.
Louder.
Familiar genocide. I heard tell today news over broadcast that brings me great hope. Man came on the radio and he informed me. I can't do this in a Civil War voice because the story is too simple. Let me just talk to you normally.
Are you kidding me? You're going to give up an opportunity for a Civil War letter? Tell it in the fucking Civil War voice. Tell it. No. Take another swig of your whiskey and tell it in the fucking in the Civil War voice, you fucking bastard.
Yes, Mola.
And lean in to the mic.
Yes,
okay. Trying again. All right. Yeah.
That was a great view.
Okay. Yes, Mola. A new technology has emerged that allows human voice to travel over the air, cover an untold distance by scripture or volition of individual man. And over this airways, a man of authority has informed me that second cousins are okay to fuck, as approved by the West Virginia State Legislature. That's the story. That's what happened.
So you fucked your second cousin?
No. But the
West Virginia
State Legislature passed a law that was like, it's okay to fuck your second cousin.
Well,
he advertised it on the radio, and I heard it on the school bus.
That's the best part. Mainstream media told him to go fuck his cousin.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
The best part of that storytelling was the fact that the video was zoomed in on the Illuminati. And you were like,
I believe what you're being told by these mainstream animal fucking cuckoldists.
Don't listen to those with those scientists telling you not to fuck your cousin. Fuck all the cousins.
These globalists put a globe in your wife and let it spill its foul seed inside her.
These globalists will strip you nude, son, and put you in a globe and force you to masturbate and watch.
I remember when my father first told me about the globe people. Oh, they roll in the town. They roll in the town on their globe. And at first, you're impressed by their lack of enough. And then they start telling you, jack off in this globe. Jack off in that globe. Leave your seed. We'll take it from here. But this actually happened in West Virginia, where... And how old am I? I'm like 30. So in like 2002, West Virginia passed a law that was like, you can fucking marry your second cousin.
Why shouldn't you be able to? Fine.
There were laws against cousin fucking in West Virginia. And when the legislature appealed it, they had
to be fair though,
on the radio.
In history, West Virginia gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because West Virginia is one of the coolest states because of how they were created.
The one where, like, people warn you about. Is it Virginia or West Virginia?
West Virginia. But.
Virginia is just like a normal state. West Virginia is like. Yo, fuck. Hey, man. You ain't gonna fuck her. I got cousins, too.
It's not that far from here, is it? No.
New York, it's super close.
Okay, whatever.
From Philly, it's like 8 hours away.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
cool. You go through all these checkpoints where they look at your dick.
Yeah.
And they're like...
Do they like it cut or uncut? Is there like a weird promised land in the U.S. where they prefer a natural penis?
So it is.
Everyone prefers natural penis.
So you're thinking circumcision. It's like, is it cut or not cut? But yeah. The end of that sentence is in half.
Yeah. Is it prepped? Is it dinner ready? Is it ready to cook? No.
The other half of that is, sorry, no, can I go back?
Yeah. Start again. Where do you want to start from?
Is it cut or, say your thing where you prepped it as like, it's an uncut thing.
Is there a part of the U.S. where they prefer a cut or uncut penis?
Yeah, but it's not what you're thinking. In West Virginia, they ask. Yeah. They ask if it's cut or uncut. And the end of that sentence is lengthwise.
It's trimmed.
Like a cruel snake, like a serpent's tongue.
Oh, that is a good one.
Disgusting. Every dick in West Virginia is cut longitudinally in half.
Oh, like a Prince Albert, but you know,
it's like Prince Albert, but if they took an axe and just sliced it twice.
Is it because like the ratio between like puss to peen is so different? It's 2-1, so they have to split dicks. Is this split dick nation?
That would make sense.
Virginia, the split dick state.
Well, back in early West Virginia days, they're like, look, we only have so many pussies and butts.
Hang on, hold that thought, will you?
They didn't go butts. They were religious.
Yeah, but their religion was a cruel religion.
Do you mind holding that thought? Go.
Before you even remember, there was a time. It was barely in America. And there were only so many dicks. Sorry. There were only so many buttholes and pussies. And only so many dicks. And so the... Oh, okay. Yeah, follow. All right. Our supplies with buttholes and pussies and
girls. Can't hear it.
You ready for 5 days. I will bump those 4-5 inches, but that's all good. But not in 2, but 4 2. Something too big. Rather than here, all one hole, let it out. Hopefully, with these dicks, plug in and seal in holes, we too can feel the gap between our nation, torn asunder by my wall.
Is this your confessional to tell us that you have a snake tongue penis?
Snake tongue penis is actually like on our flag. If you look at the state flag.
Yeah,
it's really. We got it with a snake tongue penis.
Snake tongue dick.
And he's standing over snake.
What's Jed, it's like what they're like, what's our state bird? And they're like the penis snake.
Split dick. What are you talking about? We don't need no bird.
Yeah, they're like, our national bird is the penis snake.
No, it's like a normal bird head, feathers, but then instead of wings, it's 2 halves of a penis with normal bird legs. No, it's just balls. Yeah, just balls.
Balls. And you know the motto, you know what West Virginia's motto is?
Why are you asking me?
Yeah. It's balls deep.
That's it.
It's West Virginia. We go balls deep.
It's West Virginia. We cut our dicks in half lengthwise to fill as many holes as possible.
Yeah, because why have two honking like Tom Tenney sized dicks if you can have just? Well, sorry, why? Fuck.
Who's Tom Petty?
What's going on with the internet? What's going on?
I don't know.
Tom, who is Tom Petty? What a question. Oh,
Jesus.
Guys, what's going on with the internet? Jesus.
Pat, I can still hear you, but you're frozen in time.
In time. God, time.
Wait, West Virginia is not even west of Virginia. It's like absolutely north. Why is it called West Virginia?
This is like the worst flat earther theory. It is west of West Virginia.
No, it's like on top of it.
To the west.
It's literally on top of it.
It's on top of it.
Like, look. No. You understand? It's they piled it on top.
It's on top of it. It's not west.
Piled it on top of West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia directly on top.
Oh, you know, that's interesting, because when you die, you know, and, like, you meet God, you're like, oh, God, like, judge me, like, for my,
judge
like, for
me.
My good
yes, daddy,
deeds.
Judge me.
Yes, for my,
yes, daddy, please.
I'm like, daddy, God, judge me for my sins and my, like, good deeds, you know.
Why is it and, so funny? Right. Why do you make it that way?
But then when you die and, like, you get to the afterlife and, like, you get there and it's, like, these weird, like creatures with, like, tits for eyes and, like, you know, like, cat, like, you know, like, cat ears and shit, right? And you're like, Jesus, right? I'm like, God, I led a faithful life and I was nice to people, right? And they're like, we don't care about that. They're like, we're weird. They're like, we're weird, like, supreme beings with, like, bizarre ears and, like, tits for eyes. Like, what do we care about that, right? They're like, what we want to know if we can let you into heaven or not is, did you pile things on top of each other, right? Which is why the Egyptians built the pyramids, because they knew. Yeah. And it all goes full triangle back to its source.
Guys, I haven't put anything on top of anything.
Jesus, start piling now.
Is it too late? Oh, God.
Yo, that'd be a great sketch, dude.
What, just piling stuff?
It's a bunch of, like, kids who are bad, like, during this time, like, as the apocalypse is happening. And they're like, guys, we have to pile things on top of each other so we don't go to hell.
Oh, shit. I wrote a song about this. Do you guys want to hear another apocalypse song?
Yes, please. About piling things?
No, this is a song about...
This is a song about piles.
Christ came back, and you know he's
cry for help,
but you've been bad, right? All right. Jesus has to kill just one of us first before it kills all of us when it kills everyone. Hope I'm not the first one on his list. You see, that guy has a forked dick. You can't see it. I hope it's your mom and dad and that girl you like. I hope Jesus finds you first. You should have listened to the apocalypse. Now you have to get fucked till you die. That shit used to happen all the time, but they took it out of the Bible because it made the Bible easy to jack off to. Does anyone make it to heaven without me in a tomb? Is there anyone in hell on purpose? I wonder if you think of me the way I think of you. I wonder, do you think of me at all? Is there time enough? Is there blood to despair. I'd kill anything, fuck anyone for God. Say it's not too late, lying lower than prostrate. Or I killed your dad, I fucked your dog for God. Well, I'm listening now, I can hear you on the radio, on the internet. iTunes or some shitty bitch.
Right? Very good. What was the last line? I'm sorry, I laughed over it.
Well, I'm listening. I don't know. I'm listening now, and I can hear you on the internet, on the radio, on Stitcher, iTunes, or some shit, you bitch.
Are we on Stitcher?
Oh, we should be.
We're on iTunes. We should be, dude. This is an apocalyptunity.
You guys are on iTunes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. People pay to hear you?
No.
Okay.
No, it's free.
Yeah. My favorite part of that song is now you have to get fucked till you die.
No, my favorite is Jesus only fucks when he kills. He only kills with, what is it?
Jesus only fucks what he kills. He only kills what he
kills. Like a true hunter.
He fucks what he kills. He only kills what he fucks.
Jesus was a hunter. He was a soul hunter, you know?
Gathering them souls.
Do another.
You guys want to hear one about George Soros?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right, this one's super hard to play.
But can you tilt the camera so we can see you?
All right, this one's very hard to play.
Uh huh.
And I'm very drunk, so I'm gonna talk about it.
This is all recording, right?
Yeah.
Audio, right?
Yeah.
But not video?
No, just the audio.
Okay.
I can't imagine I can record this much video. To some kind of bar. The sick folks don't go blaming your sorrows for how the world can be. You can put it on me if you need to. Don't go blaming your sorrows for how the world can be. You can put it on me. I can take it. Using condoms, Soros just wants to fuck in the daylight so he can have a look at our bodies. Sorry,
this
is too hard to play this
part. Soros just wants us to fuck in the daylight so he can have a look at our bodies. Is that it?
Soros just wants to fuck in the daylight so he can have a look at our bodies.
Very good.
This is legitimately the hardest song I've written to play.
Yeah. Very good.
You've gotten real fancy with them keys.
Jeez, no, I can't.
Yo, I gotta learn scales.
Yeah.
Soros just wants us to fuck in the daylight so we can have a look at our
bodies. Cox.
Yeah, I can't play this as drunk, so it's too hard.
You're too drunk. Wait.
But it is Soros. Oh, there's a hard part that I can't play right now. It's like. Da-da-da. No, I can't. It's too hard.
Okay. Cool. Well, do you know a classic?
A classic?
Yeah.
That is a classic. Or the, oh.
A classic.
All the songs written are super hard to play.
Also, everybody take a drink. Yeah. Cheers.
I have to get another can.
Well, folks, Chad, why don't you just vamp it with a little bit of lounge for the time being?
Lounge for the children.
Yeah. You know, folks, when we first came to you,
I was sad in a sexy way. I could have loved you back again before the
The government wants to take our dogs. We can't decrypt their howling. Howling. A dog. You trust these analysts all went to you. None are from the woods. Both can understand the slang. Our dogs use. We sell them juice. Who knows what pipes make and carry? Fuck my wife right in front. Don't go blame your sorrows for the world. This song is way too hard to play. I can't do it.
It's so good.
You're so talented.
It's a whole weird verse where it's like, oh, you heard it. It's about dog howling being in your.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, Dad, you missed the bit we did with Johnny B-roll and Sophie about how you know how like dogs evolved the ability to like emote to humans. In order to manipulate humans?
To impregnate us.
No. To get us to take care of them. To be like...
They put puppies in us.
Yeah. Puppies are cute because they evolved to, like, manipulate us, right?
This is why Dad isn't a woman. Because if he had a whim, he would fuck up this whole world.
Yes, it's true. Thank God. No.
If I were a woman...
I don't mean that, Chad.
Listen, I would do my duty as a woman. I'd let some dog... Put a puppy.
Okay, so
I would fulfill my solemn oath. I think, guys, we've recorded over an hour. I think we're good.
No, but hang on. Let's keep going. So JBR, so the sketch is that JBR is a scientist, right? And he discovers that dogs make all these faces because they evolved to manipulate humans, right? But then he also discovers that humans make all these faces because another species evolved to manipulate us, you know? And so that species returns to Earth to, like, claim Johnny B-roll, and they're like, you have to stop studying. And Johnny B-roll's like, no, I want to keep studying evolution. And then the alien is like, would you like to drink some of my milk? And Johnny B-roll is like, yes.
Yeah.
And he drinks it, and then it makes his memory. Yeah, you got it. That's the story.
Guys, look at that. I thought you were telling me like a real theory, and I was like, I was into it.
But I do have a real theory, though.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I have a real theory. It's a great one. Are you guys ready?
Is it that COVID is white from California?
No, it's a great theory.
You get cuddly.
This is going to blow your fucking mind. It's going to blow your fucking mind. Yeah. So have you ever heard the theory that the Earth... Dad, are you listening?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the theory that the Earth is one of God's balls and sometimes he scratches them? You know? Hang on. There was a...
like a sexually transmitted disease then? As humans? Or STDs?
Yeah, that's right.
Neve, do you have a window in your room?
I do. I have a big window.
Can we see what the prison island looks like?
Guys, in the 1900s, around the time of Einstein, right? There was a professor named Professor Sach.
Professor Fist.
No, this is a different. Professor Sach was friends with Professor Fist, right? And Professor Sach had a theory that the Earth was God's balls, and that sometimes he scratches them, right? And all the other scientists were like, Professor Sach is a fool. Like, Professor Sach should not be allowed in our like proximity. Like, throw him out of academia. Like, his god ball theory is wild.
Let me make noise so her screen is big.
Hello.
Neve, show us the prison island.
Ooh,
no, outside the window.
I'm not going to just shove you outside. This is a very nice laptop. I just got it.
Hey. Whoa.
Just put it up to the window and shout something. Shout, this island is a prison and I've had enough.
I actually live on an island. My apartment complex is called Island, like the island. I call it the island.
Jesus.
Not being in the island.
Look at these cruel lights. It's like Alcatraz.
It is. I'll see if there's... Oh, no, I can't take you to the other balcony because it might disturb my roommate.
That's okay. We saw the cruel islands. They seem cruel and we feel bad for you.
You know what the crazy thing they never tell you about Alcatraz?
Huh.
He had a brother named Bob Catraz.
Bob Catraz was 8 times worse than Alcatraz. Alcatraz was a gentleman, at least. Bob Catraz was a piece of shit,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Bob Catraz was racist.
Ooh. Is that rotating?
What, did?
Jesus Christ, I have been inside for too long.
Oh, wait. Ooh.
It was rotating. It was rotating. I'm not crazy, Jesus.
It's like everything.
Guys.
Jed, I'm very uncomfortable with this angle. I feel like you're going to start charging.
Oh, OnlyFans! OnlyFans!
Jed. Jed, can you play some lounge music, please, on the piano?
No, I'm going outside.
I'm going outside for a cigarette. Did I tell you that I work with a girl? Well, when I had a job, I work with a girl who has an OnlyFans account. She's like, nice. That was the followers.
Nice.
Like, why do you have a job? Like, she's got home.
How does OnlyFans work?
She gets guys pay a subscription of, I think it's like €15 to just look at her naked body.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, no, like, I support it 100%. Why the fuck does she have a normal job? Just go home.
Bye. Yeah.
Well, €15 is not that much.
No, €15 per person. She has like over 10,000 followers.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, why does she have a job, dude?
She needs to go home. Just go and sit on your ass. She's got a great figure as well. But where she originally got her start, she did like just sexy photos or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then she was approached to do a very niche type of porn.
Okay.
Which was ball torture.
Oh, torture.
Yes. CBT, cock and ball torture. Yes. I had a feeling we were heading towards the ball torture.
I didn't want to see the scumbag and just know exactly what I know what you're talking about.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. But so it's like a video. Like, I've seen the video. It's a video of her just going up and, like, he's, like, butt naked. And he's wearing, like, this weird wig and sunglasses. He looks like the weirdest football manager ever. And she just comes up and kicks him and, like, right in the fucking balls. And it has, like, slow motion. Like, the penis gone. Later on, I think it's really funny, but guys get really uncomfortable to watch it. She's, like, sitting on top of him, and she's, like, you know, like, balls are all, like, loose and free and stuff, but yeah. If you kind of, like, hold them, you hold them taut, and they're kind of, like, that red.
Yeah. The cranium. The cranium, yeah.
When the brain is exposed, she's like that, and she's, like, shut up, and then pow, and she's, like, punching him full force. It's great. I love
that. That's vomit-inducing.
Who watches this?
I don't know. She got
paid. I'm gonna watch it now.
He has loads. He has like shitloads of these videos with different girls that he has paid to do this to him, so he can get paid online.
What's the state of his penis?
It looked okay. What? Like, it didn't look beat up.
Did it work?
He didn't have an erection.
Very interesting.
He was just floppy.
I feel like would have an erection.
That's a dead dick category.
Oh god, that is funny. But I feel that much force applied to penis would cause problems.
Wake you the fuck up.
Did you say it would wake you the fuck up?
Yeah. Good morning.
Oh my god, very good.
I don't know. I've been hitting the crotch before. It's fine.
Yeah. Jesus. I've been ball flicked.
Ball flicked. I used to be a fucking master in secondary school.
At ball flicking?
Yeah. I got so good at it. Do the little flick, so it would ricochet. I knew that would hurt the most.
But you know what's the real one that you do? Is when you flick your wrist and you have your middle finger have a full force of the flick, it's extremely painful. It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Well, I don't do it anymore.
I was a bad kid in school. I did terrible acts of violence against my friends. You know?
Oh yeah, me too. I wasn't going up and sacking people that I didn't like or didn't know. I was doing it to my friends. And
But it was always dirty too. It was never like a good fight. Like, my friend Graham one day was sitting in front of me in class. You met Graham, the bad man.
Graham deserved it. The one thing you should know about Graham is he's bad.
Yeah, he's bad man. I gotta upload the episode he's on. It's so dark. But so anyways, Graham was sitting in front of me in class, right? And he had his hand on his shoulder, right? His hand on his own shoulder for some reason. And I'm standing there looking at his hand, right? It's like right in front of me, right? And I have a pen in my hand. That's like, do you know the really sharp kind of pen?
Yeah.
Like, not the ballpoint, but the kind that looks like a fucking hypodermic needle. It was that doohickey, right? And I was like, I just felt like it wasn't a voice in my head from something else, but it was like but it was my own soul, like the reality of my own soul telling me, like, it was like, you have to do it. Like, it was like, you have to stab Graham now. You know, and I was like,
what does the voice in your head sound like? Is it like, flick him?
No, it's like,
flick his ball.
Punish him for God.
My voice is like this. My voice is like,
the whisper.
If you don't stab him now, what will become of us?
It's just somebody weeping in the corner. It's just an echo of like somebody weeping.
You got to end masturbating.
I have a similar story.
Tell me.
But it's with something a lot more sharp than just a pointy pen. It was, do you know a compass?
Mm-hmm. The thing to draw. Oh, yeah.
We were hanging out in, I think, homeroom or like geography or something. I can't remember. Was it Spanish? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. And we were just hanging out and just talking, whatever. And I literally just looked at him and just went, like, he had his arm out. And I just stabbed him, like, to the base of the nib. I got, like...
To the nib?
To the base of the nib, like, all the way in. And then I took it out. And, like, he looked at me. And then we both looked at the hole. And it just bleed.
What part of his body was it?
It was his arm. It was his forearm.
Why? But did he ask you to do it, or you just did it for fun?
No, I was just a major cunt. Like, I'm a much nicer person.
Cool. You pierced his bone?
No.
In between his bones?
It wasn't that long. But, like, we both just looked at it, and it was just, like, a hole. Yeah. Like you could see it had depth, but it didn't bleed. It was really weird. And he just looked at me and goes, okay.
I had terrible behavioral problems when I was a kid. Like, doing stuff like that. Like I feel really bad about it now. Like,
I years after secondary school, I reached out to all of my old friends and apologized for my behavior.
I'm not apologizing to those pieces of shit ever.
That was your mistake, Niamh. Why would you give these animals any ground?
No, but I...
It's all about me.
I was not a bully, right? Sure. But no, I really wasn't. But I wasn't. Seriously, I was an ally to people that were cool in my school. I swear. No, really. I swear to God. I was fucking nice. Okay? But I love irony, you know? And God loves irony. It's the only thing he cares about. So even though I like my friends, I could never, ever, ever miss up a chance to cruelly, you know, fuck with them with irony. Oh, yeah. Niamh is wearing a tiara. Yeah. So even though I wasn't a bully, I would definitely do things that were very mean for no reason. You know, so this one time,
we needed attention, even if it was negative.
Yes, exactly. No, not even this one time.
Like, get my dick.
No, I had a bunch of people over.
Thunder.
I had a bunch of people over for a party, right? And I wanted to shoot Graham with a BB gun during the party.
No, that's not fun. I've been shot with a BB. That's not fun.
I know, but I tried to do it to him. And a lot of my friends, there was like an ongoing series of people shooting each other with BB guns. But so we had a friend who was at our party, and we went up into like a little tree fort that we had, and we were like, let's see if we can nail him when he's in the backyard, you know? And my friend shot, and I could see a little spark where the BB bounced off the cement, right?
Spark.
Yeah. And it missed, and we were like, fuck, right? But you could audibly hear us be like, fuck. So Graham would have been standing there and seen like a ping, right? And then heard like a fuck.
You guys are just really shit snipers. Yeah, well, just in a BB gun. I never missed.
Yeah, you got them. Yeah.
One thing they said about Jed. Miss.
Except when he pissed.
The thing about Jed. Except for when he pissed, he missed some fucking times.
Yo, Jed, you should write a little song about some of the things that you liked about being alive now that you're fucked. Let me get a beer. I'll be right back.
Write a song about how our holiday got ruined because of fucking Corona.
Well, we've... The snake holiday. But, Jed, Jed sang about snakes, so I think it makes up for St. Patrick's being fucked. And I'm Patrick.
Yeah, that's it. It's all good now.
Oh, dude, it sucks so much.
You should be here. We should be... What day is it? We should be fucked up in Galway right now. Galway's so much fun.
Should we? Wait,
and the colleges would have been open.
And let's write a song about it.
There's already a Galway song. They don't need another.
What's the shittiest city in Ireland?
You mean county?
Fucking county.
No. The shittiest county in Ireland is Roscommon, because there's common in the name for a reason.
Fucking common as shit. Fuck that place. It's common as shit. It's hard to shit there. They don't have bathrooms at all.
They're the only county in Ireland that voted in majority against marriage equality as well.
What I miss?
Roscommon is a county in Ireland. They hate gay people.
Guys, I gotta stop this recording, so I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, I gotta go piss.
All right. Well, I guess that's it, folks.
Oh, shit. Is that the squid?
Oh, God, no. I sure do hope that we don't get attacked by squid.
Listen, I think we're playing.
Well, my apartment is surrounded by water, so I hope that there's no aquatic creatures.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Guys.
Oh, Jesus. It's the worst thing I've fucking heard.
Oh, shit. I think that might be the sound of a squid. We're going to have to jump out of the blimp that we're all in. Fuck.
Guys, I thought we'd be safe with the squid here on Zoom. On fucking Zoom. I guess we fucking found us in our pot.
You should just soothe the squid with your sultry tones.
You there,
Jed.
Squid.
You there, squid boy.
Hey, you squid there.
You squid man.
Squid.
With your extra limbs, won't you listen to my melody? Please leave us mortals alone.
You there, squid man.
We will see you later. See you. I need someone to get up.
Oh, shit. They're coming around for another pass.
Hey there. Squid.
I don't believe
you. Another child.
To death, please.
The gas sacrifices are going on.
Oh, I think they listened to me.
Jesus. I don't know if we can reason with them. I guess that we're fucked. Jesus. All right, well, you guys have been listening to the Apocalypse. The quote-unquote apocalypse. Also, guys, don't listen to the mainstream media. Just as long as you drink whiskey and pickle brine or, listen, tequila and anything, right? You're good.
Oh, God. I'm going to cut off the recording. Oh, God, the squid have me. Oh, they're in me. Oh, shit. Pat, the squid got to you. They're filling you up.
Oh, no. I can feel the squid putting things inside of me.
Oh, geez.
Shameful things.
Jeez. The squid are on you now.
Oh,
jeez.
I thought it'd be COVID, not a squid.
Oh, the squid are on us. No.